I'm joined by Andrew Danilishin after today's 1-0 home defeat to Mikulova. Andrew, classic smash and grab. Really disappointing, weren't it, to lose to basically the only chance they had at goal?
Yeah, Hannah Freeman's just come in with the stats and just said Mikulova's had one shot on goal and they've had two touches in our box on goal in the old game. So when sort of she says that, I'm like, well, have they managed to score? And then she tells me how many crosses we've had in the box, like 14, 15, and how many shots we've had on goal. I'm like, well, that's impossible. So to be honest with you, I'm not that concerned. I was happy with the first half performance. We was happy with the first half performance. We managed the ball really well. We kept the ball. We dominated possession. We had more penalty box entries. I thought we looked threatening from the set pieces. I think we should have scored two or three from the set pieces. I thought we had another two in open play. What I will say as well is that in a normal league game, that would look totally different. For example, we've gone through a couple of times and their guys just pulled back our players. When we've got an overload of 2v1, if he allows Lyndon Meikle's run through, we've got one centre back, one centre forward, and Lyndon running through. Their centre mids just drag Lyndon back. That's a yellow card. Their number six went through the back of Tyra Waite, Bilal Yarif consistently. The referee is obviously a pre-season friendly game. So like, it felt like not the game of football today, because when the team's just fouling consistently, there was, before the referee, we counted, with the stats, we counted 17 fouls for Mikulova before a yellow card was brandished. So in a league game, I don't even think they've got nine men on the pitch. We kept some of the young lads off today. Tommy Parker, we brought on for 8 minutes. We were scared to bring him on, and the lad two-foots him in the corner, and he don't even get a card or a speaking to. So today, sort of like, I think it was a bit of like, it's a game of football, obviously, and it's physical, and that's what you expect. But at the same time, they'd have had two or three would have come off the pitch. And I was happy with the performance today. I thought it was good, and they really, really threatened us. It was a penalty.
Yeah, I think you're right in what you're saying. The performance was very good, and we played some nice stuff. And just, I think towards the end, they've got five men behind the ball, haven't they? And they're desperate to keep it at 1-0. But we played some nice stuff. What was your thoughts on the trialist performance? Without naming any names, what do you think of their performances today?
I think there's one trialist who's doing exceptionally well, and I think he's sort of like staked a massive claim. And you know, at the moment he's performing really well. Solid all round, good decision making with the ball, good decision making without the ball. There's a couple of our trialists who have still got sort of maybe they need a bit more time to prove themselves, but we've obviously got a lot of lads from last year as well, so it's just finding the right ones. But the team's working well, and all the players are performing, and their attitude's good and their hunger's good, and I'm really happy with that. We've played three games now and conceded one goal from a penalty. We've looked solid out of possession. In possession, we've dominated the ball. And the thing is when we say we play nice football, for me, it's not about playing nice football. For me, it's about how effective we are. So I'm looking at numbers. How many shots have we had in the goal? How many passes have we had in the box? How many dribbles have we had in the box? So I'm more bothered about the numbers, because if I look at professional games, you get a team like Man City play Lyon. They have loads of penalty box entries. They have loads of chances. They don't take them. Lyon go and score on the counter-attack. And like you said at the start with your opening comment of a smash and grab. But over the season, them numbers will result in 3 points. The penalty box entries, the shots on target, the crosses into the box, the amount of set pieces we have. So for me, I'm really happy with what I'm seeing from the numbers of the team. So I've not got nothing to worry about. And the players that have come in, they've all done well. But what I will say is we've got a certain style of play. So they need time to fit in that. It's not like we just kick the ball forward and rush the game. Some players are learning sort of like how much we manage the ball, how we build. So they've got to buy into that philosophy and fit into that philosophy. So there's some what are doing really well, and some what have still needs that game time to fit in, and they deserve that chance.
Yeah, you're right in what you're saying about the penalty as well. I think from commentary, we seemed a little bit soft, and do you think we perhaps should have had one at the other end with Bilal's shot that looked like it hit one of their players' hands, didn't it, I think?
Yeah, I spoke to the referee, and refereeing's a hard job, and you've got to be careful what you say now, because you get a fine, and if you say anything, they've took the characters out of the game. So you say anything, oh, it's fine, or it's suspension. Or for me, I'm talking about in these interviews, for me, that's rubbish. The referee's got to learn. So, for example, the referee's telling me today that, it's a pre-season friendly, so you're not the other card. Oh, so we can go and smash around players then, because that's going to create injuries. So we can go and smash through the back of players, and in a normal game, that's the yellow card. But why is it not the same pre-season friendly? I tell you what, we might as well play the pre-season friendly with nine men then, or play it seven aside or five aside, because it's not a real game, is it? So when the ref comes to me that, and do you want to get players sent off? No, you don't. do you want players to not get injured? You don't want players to get injured. And for me, when their number six is consistently going through the back and their number eight smashing people, for me, there's got to be a rule where, wait a minute, because the referee lost the game in the last 20 minutes of the game. The reason the ref lost the game is because he doesn't go and give the yellow cards early on and ref the game as he should normally. So let's think, wait a minute, yeah, I can go and smash someone and it's no problem. And when you've got people running straight through and you're doing like that and they're pulling back and the referee don't give a yellow card, that's a goal scoring opportunity. So it's a 2v1 or sometimes a 3v1 and the guy's just pulling back. So when I see that, I'm thinking, well, we would have scored in the moment. So that's why I'm not really concerned about the result as such, because when I see the numbers, I know that where we are and how we're playing. And I understand our team when they're not playing well or they are playing well, and our lads have controlled the game today. And Tommy Parker is a young lad and come and play. And it's non-league, introduction to non-league, I understand. But to have two-footed in 2 minutes because the lad's got pace and nearly end his career, like, for me, that is awful. Whether that's a pre-season friendly game or whether that's a game in the league, that's a red card and that's a 3-match ban. And the one on Bilal Yarif, he's passed the ball and the guy's gone through his standing leg on a soft grass pitch. That is a leg breaker. How can I put it now? I don't normally come out and moan about the refs, but today that is really, really bad. And we need refs to referee pre-season friendly games the same.
Yeah, we certainly said that in commentary, and as you say, they've had three players booked in a pre-season friendly, haven't they? And there most definitely could have been more, couldn't there? But certainly the one on Tom Parker at the end was a... He's not booked him, has he, sir?
He hasn't even booked him. Hey, will I ask our lads to do tactical fouls like that in the season when you're running through and you've got an over, you're underloaded defensive? Yes, I would. I think it's smart from their guys. But what I will say is, if the referee does that in the first half, you don't get them. The tactical fouls come out the window, it's a red card. So... today, we had so many more opportunities to score when we've had good football and broke them, and they've just like grabbed or fouled and we would have been clean in. So, but the numbers for us are really good. So it's about the effectiveness, not just playing pretty football, it's about the effectiveness. And the numbers, the effectiveness was really, really good. The penalty box entries, the shots we've had, and the crosses into the box and all that. So like I say, on a 9 out of 10, you win that game. And they've come to spoil, and they was wasting time, like I said, when the ball goes out with 15 minutes to go in a pre-season friendly. So for me, that says a lot. But hey, Mikulova, organised side, we needed that as well. I thought it was good in both boxes what we did, and I'm actually confidently quite happy with our performance today. We just needed to put the ball and take a chance, and that was it.
So we move on to Walsall Wood on Tuesday night, away from home. Would we expect to see a similar sort of team, or would a couple of the younger lads maybe get a bit of a run out, do you think?
We're obviously trying to manage minutes, give minutes. Some people, obviously because of the unique situation, I've got to work in the week because of the unique situation of COVID. You know, I think that's all of non-league, where some players are working certain nights, so there might be one or two missing. Young lads will get a chance. I mean, today, like, I'm gutted about not playing Ryan Tate, because he's been excellent for two games. He's been excellent against Loughborough. He's been excellent against Corn. The lad's done really well. Tommy Parker's come on last week, done well. Today, though, we were going to make the change and we said, hey, listen, we've got to protect the lads here, because some of the tackles from behind are outlawed now. It's not supposed to happen. When some of the tackles from behind, I don't want Ryan Tate going in and getting smashed. And we brought Tommy Parker on because, you know, we want him to learn in that situation. But at the same time, like, if that would have, that 2-foot tackle would result in injury, I'm going to be honest, I made the decision to bring him on, but I would have felt really guilty because the tackle was that bad. Like, so we will see some changes. We will see some of the younger lads play. But Darren Byfield's got a good side there. He's a good coach. And you know, we're going to go there and sort of like go, obviously, to have a good performance from whoever we play. And we think we've got a good squad here from the 18 lads we've got in, 19 lads we've got. And we think that they're all good, not just the starting 11. So will there be some changes? Everyone's got that chance to stake a claim for the league games. And that's what pre-season's about getting minutes, but having the opportunity to stake a claim. And it's not about names, it's about performances. And that's why Anna Freeman, the work she's doing, you know, producing the numbers for us, it's not just us having an opinion, it's about what do the numbers look like, are they affecting the game? And if they are affecting the game, that means more than just the names or just the performances. But everyone's performing well at the moment, and I've been happy with the performances of the lads, and the work rate and application has been good as well.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Well, Andrew, appreciate your time, good to see you again, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.